A place for everything. The Wooten Desk on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, where you can learn about family history and the Civil War on Saturday, August 5th. More information at indianahistory.org. An elaborate fall front desk manufactured in Indianapolis made its way across the globe in the 1870s and 1880s, even, it is said, into the domicile of Queen Victoria. After winning a $5 prize for his design for a schoolhouse desk at the Indiana State Fair in 1868, inventor William S. Wooten founded the Wooten Desk Company in 1870, patenting his cabinet office secretary in 1874. Wooten employed the latest woodworking machinery and mass production techniques to produce his so-called King of Desks in quantity. The heavily ornamented walnut desks, typical of the Eastlake style, were also representative of their era in function. Turning a key in the lock on the front of the cabinet secretary opened it like a butterfly to reveal a warren of nooks and crannies on each wing and a hinged desk surface. At the end of the day, the Wooten desk could be easily closed and locked for order and privacy. The self-contained office was considered a luxury item in its day, boasting such customers as John D. Rockefeller, Joseph Pulitzer, and J.P. Morgan. Though its production continued through the 1890s, the Wooten desk became something of a white elephant with the advent of the filing cabinet. Wooten desks are now considered a hallmark of Victorian decor and command bids of $25,000 or more at auction. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.